21, primary financial statements.
Good afternoon, everyone. Next topic is Agenda Paper 21, Primary Financial Statements. The purpose of this session is to seek your views on our proposed approach to research in this project. The purpose of this research is to develop in detail the scope for the project. Let me summarize our proposed approach by each primary financial statement. First, for the statement of financial performance, it is clear that many of our stakeholders have concerns about the reporting of performance. Hence, we think that our work should initially focus on the statement of financial performance. The staff proposal is to focus on the structure and contents of the statement of financial performance, including whether there should be a requirement to include a defined subtotal for operating profit and the use of alternative performance measures. But at this stage, we do not propose to undertake research into defining a single measure of performance or describing the distinction between profit and loss and OCI. However, we may revisit this recommendation if research on other areas suggests possible approaches. And next, for the statement of cash flows and the statement of financial position, we have heard fewer comments on statement of financial position and the statement of cash flow compared with the statement of financial performance. That is why we propose to undertake research to establish whether there is any demand to change the statement of cash flows and the statement of financial position. And this research will include considering any feedback received on the FRC's proposed discussion paper on possible changes to the statement of cash flows. And also for the statements of changing equity, at this stage, we do not propose to work on the statement of changing equity because the FICE project is considering how best to present changes in claims. So that is why in this project, we are not planning to work on this area. In addition, we propose to consider the implications of digital reporting. It might be important for future financial reporting. So that is why we'd like to consider the implications. So the question to the board is on page 8. Does the board agree with the proposed approach as set out in paragraph 23? Thank you very much.
Maru?
Yeah, I just would like to mention that I very much agree with the proposal. This project has a cross interaction with other very important projects like conceptual framework, principles of disclosure, FICE. And one that I really liked when you mentioned here the digital reporting issue, the XBRL. I think, as I mentioned other times, it's inevitable, in my view, at least that's at inception, that to be successful, we should consider at some point some sort of structure or standardized structure for presentation of performance in order to use us to get the real benefit of what we are pursuing here. And as a key step, gathering evidence and then defining the scope is the right way, because then we have a clearer perception of what the problems today are and the lack of consistent information for users in general, and making it unable in some cases to compare industries or even companies across the same industry. So it's very much important.
Doug?
Thank you. It is my great honor to have three consecutive Japanese presenters. However, the contents of this paper would disappoint a lot of Japanese constituents. So that is what I worry. Because they keep asking us to define what the performance is all about. And then we do not define it in the conceptual framework. And we pass it on to the primary financial statement project. But then we will postpone it. Then question remains, when is ISB going to tackle this issue?
Someday.
However, I do not disagree with the staff's proposal. So those who are advocating definition of performance of net income, whatever, they are speaking in the language of ideological issue as an ideologically or politically. So we have to use a little bit different language. So we can put it this way. We keep the proposition in mind all the time. But in order to achieve that proposition, we think this is the quickest and the most efficient way to achieve it. So therefore, what we need to send the message to the constituents is we are tackling this issue. And then we came to the conclusion that this is the best way to define what the performance is all about. Then I totally agree with staff's recommendation.
Thank you.
Sue?
I just wanted to clarify something. So in the paper, and it talks about the fact that the staff doesn't recommend carrying out work on defining more precisely single measure of performance, and then later on it says that staff recommends that initial research be done on performance reporting, including whether there should be a requirement to include a defined subtotal for operating profit. So is what you're saying you don't want to do is come up with a single performance measure, but you might look at defining sort of subtotals?
Exactly. So in the board discussion, board has mentioned several times the performance is not really a single measure. It's a multi-faceted like notion. So we kind of like support this direction, and we will think about if defining certain subtotals and creating certain like additional indicators might help.
And then we wouldn't need OCR.
It's a theory.
Stephen?
So I agree, focus on performance first. I think if the outcome of this project was an improvement to reporting of performance and no changes to cash flow balance sheet, we could say that's a big success because that's the main area. I think it would be wrong if we ended up with a change in the cash flow statement and then no change to performance.
Right.
I agree with your initial focus. But, and I agree with when you say focus on the structure and content of the statements of financial performance. So to my mind, that is, we know what a gain or loss is because other standards tells us. This is all about the ordering, the grouping, the aggregation, the disaggregation, the subtotals that we might want to use in effectively communicating about performance. And I agree not on focusing on a single performance right. measure. What I find difficult, though, is putting OCI to one side. Because if you're talking about the presentation of the statements of financial performance, to my mind, that has to include OCI. And
comprehensive.
It seems there's a bit of a contradiction between 23A, which kind of implies you will look at OCI, and 23B when we're saying, well, perhaps we won't look at OCI.
Just ask a question there. Steve, when you say not looking at OCI, are you talking about looking at the structure and content of OCI, which I think we would do if we identified anything within the structure and within the sort of communication of amounts within OCI that we could actually improve? Or are you talking about defining the distinction between profit or loss and OCI, which is what we're proposing we wouldn't address?
If you recall in the FSP project, what we did is we created subcategories within OCI.
That's what you're thinking of, is it, instead of what should go into OCI in the first place? I think we should look at that as well. I mean, I agree with TAC. It seems very odd that this is the one thing that people mentioned in the agenda consultation as something that needs to be dealt with, and here we are scoping the project at this stage to exclude the one thing that people seem always to complain about.
Hot potato. That's a hot potato.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that the scope of what you guys are going to do should be to try again to find a definition for OCI, because we will never find that. But I think the outcome of your work could be that we take another look at OCI and then say, well, perhaps some elements that we now of income that we now put in OCI would better be in this part of the income statement. And I think that is something we could do. But not trying to do the same thing as we try to do in the conceptual framework.
I echo the support for the broad direction you're heading in here. And picking up on the comment that Ian made and Steve made with respect to OCI, perhaps there's another way to kind of skin this cat. And it goes to the issue of presentation. Going back, more than 20 years ago, and then just 7 or 8 years ago, the CFA Institute published this thing called the Comprehensive Business Reporting Model. And one of the things they advocated, which I think is directionally consistent with where you're going, is the notion of a statement of changes in net assets, excluding transactions with owners. Yeah. So what you would get through display and presentation is effectively the things that today go through OCI but are disaggregated in a way so that they're not affecting operating activities and they are distinguished from investing and financing activities. So consistent with your notion that you're moving away from a single performance indicator, right? trying to highlight what is operating or sustainable. And it helps actually to kind of get rid of OCI. You don't even have to deal with it if you disaggregate all of the changes in assets and liabilities other than the transactions with the owners. And you isolate them, put them over here to the side and say, okay, these are, you know, fair value measurements. These are changes in estimates. And effectively, you're communicating, you know, what you would otherwise get in OCI. And frankly, it eliminates the whole need to go down the path of having to define OCI because you're giving somebody the total picture of change in net assets.
Don't get your hopes up too high.
No, but effectively, that's essentially what you're doing. You're taking the current statement of comprehensive income, and you're just disaggregating it a different way. And the issue, in a sense, goes away. But more importantly, the thing that management wants to be held accountable for, right, the things that they think they can control, that is what will be emphasized and, in theory, I think, more aligned with where investors are and the things that they feel they shouldn't be held accountable for, which are wide swings in any given period, say, fair values, you know, they can be isolated and kept at the side. So something to think about. Yeah,
this would only work if we could succeed in replacing the current significance of P&L by significance of, let's say, operating income. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're ever going to be able to do so, and I also don't think it would be wise, because then you would leave a lot out. Mm-hmm. And so I don't, you know, P&L will remain important, and I think it should remain important. And to have the hope that just by reordering the income statement a little bit, that we will get rid of the OCI problem, I don't think so. We might diminish the problem, but I don't think we'll be able to get away with it completely. Wei Guo?
Now, when the board developed the previous financial system presentation project, I was a board member strongly against because during that time we want fundamentally change the structure of the three the basic financial statements and want to link them together through coherence the principles. Now, staff propose a very, in my view, is a relatively narrow scope project I will support. But I have a few the basic idea about this. Firstly, I will support to have a more defined subtotals, but I will not favor to clearly, you know, attribute all different kind of items to operating income or concurrent income or others. Because if we do so, we'll run into another furious debate among which one should be in this subtotal, which one should not be. And also, I don't think it is possible for us to do so because we set principle-based standards for all the industries. And different industries may have different consequences of a particular item. For example, the financing expenses for banks are totally different from normal operating companies. So, in short, I would support to provide guidance or even define different subtotals, but I would be against trying to specify all the items which part should be. And next on OCI, I think Steve's idea, I partially agree, but only under the condition we will not have a precise discussions in the conceptual finalized conceptual framework. And now we try to have a relatively clearer discussions in the conceptual framework of OCI. Then it will be very hard to reopen, you know, to rediscuss, you know, which is in, which is out. I personally feel hard. And finally, about digital, I support idea from Amaro, but Amaro, I will not support fully with you about through digital effort from us to enhance compatibilities, means we provide consistent, for example, categories and subtotals and others. On this, I have totally different ideas. I discussed with Pat many times, and recall back to in 1930s or 1960s, when a professor from New York University, George Sauter, published a paper I like tremendously. That is, his idea is totally different from currently we have. That is, his idea is the main function of accounting is accumulate the result of transactions and events. And then you digitalize into a much lowest element, then let users to accumulate by their own ways to meet their own needs. And I think I liked the idea very much when I was a student in the 70s. And during that time, no PC, no internet. Now, under the internet environment, I think we should explore the idea. But this does not mean in the future we have no format at all. Of course, it is our job to have a basic format. But on the other hand, more importantly, we should give the users opportunities to mix different informations based on their own needs. I think we should combine these two ideas together. Amaro, the addendum to your idea.
That's exactly what I thought. I think the original idea is not aligned really with what we have today with XBRL, for instance. And I do not envisage us developing a huge structure with every single detail, but at some point in what XBRL does, a basic structure, but of course, and then enable users to make use in the best way they.
But now we leave basically all the formatting to the data aggregators, etc. And we don't do anything ourselves, and it is a big mess. Yeah. And as I said in that speech last week, we just have created a huge playing field for non-GAAP. And it is a mess. The hand of a standard setter is really needed. Maybe we might even, in terms of presentation at least, we might even have to do some industry-specific stuff.
But that's us.
Though that is, you know, I understand that it's very sensitive, but we may have to do that.
But Hans, when you just say the non-GAAP, we discussed 1 or 2 years ago. One is, you know, the number is totally not based on the recognized the amount in the in your system, and this is, we personally view it's non-GAAP. But there is another one that is, we have not clearly defined subtotals in IS1, and we should do so. We should, you know, provide more guidance on subtotals. This I would not call it non-GAAP. It is GAAP measure. Yeah. But in the past, we not clearly, you know, defined. We should define more.
Now, people are now talking about operating income, and they exclude all sorts of elements of income which are effect of daily life of companies, like restructurings, like impairments, happens all every day. And we don't give any guidance. Anybody can do what they want. And it's a mess. So I think we, I'm not sure if we can find a definition exactly of what operating income is, but I do think we cannot come up with a definition that says operating income always includes restructurings and impairments. And we could also give the securities regulators an instrument of saying, if you're going to use the term operating income, it has to include those elements of income.
The problem is that they will invent new things. They will invent current operating income. And you will have current operating income, then impairments and restructuring, then you will have operating income. Because we tried in the past to exclude extraordinary items, right? IS1 with it. And now people have invented, probably for good reasons, and probably it's not that bad, that to a certain level of aggregation above, those items might be useful. And IS1 requires that those items be identified specifically when they are material. So where do you put them? You say it's current or not current? This is the difficulty we had with the previous project, which was trying to put those elements in a column, not on a line.
Well, I find it hard to be, well, I think I would find it hard to believe that we cannot do anything.
You can try.
And one thing is for sure, I think the current situation is completely unacceptable, and it leads to, and a lot of investors are working with this stuff. Remuneration committees are working with this stuff, and it's a big mess, and it leads to a lot of abuse. Martin?
I agree with the staff recommendation, except of point C in 23, because I think we should, I don't understand why we should now also start to do some research asking, is there any demand for changes in the statement of cash flow and financial position? Because why we should do that? Because this, I think, should be concentrated on the performance statement. And therefore, we should not, based on my recommendation, should not start this work. We should concentrate on performance statement. And if we're doing that, I think we should also look, maybe there is a link between all the segment reporting, because I think that is a little bit related. And we know segment reporting, people can do what they do, but I think that is way of people presenting maybe what is operating and assets, and we have to at least look in the linkage between then performance reporting and segment reporting. And we should not rule it out and doing even that more work research instead of now starting research on cash flow statement and financial position, because I think it is a, should not be the focus of this project. If we find out that maybe there is a linkage, then we can do that, but not starting research for, is there a demand?
Okay, well, broadly, I'm with Pat, which is a bit ironic because we're both going at the same time. But I think OCI is a bit of a nonsense as a concept, and I'm a comprehensive income man with subdivision, and I think it can be done, and I think you can get meaningful figures. I was a bit disappointed with D, that we're not going to look at changes, which wasn't explained in the paper, but you said that it's because FICE.
Yeah.
And I agree with that. But, you know, I'm still a fan of what we had in the concepts discussion paper, and I think it could solve some of the problems in FICE. So my only thing is to encourage you to work closely, well, FICE to work closely with you and vice versa, because I think there's a combination there that could fit to solve some of the problems, particularly if we define some of these things as equity. And the last one, just out of interest, the digital question I find fascinating, and I think it's going to be your biggest challenge over the next 5 years. And I don't know the answer to it. It's really interesting, isn't it? Trustees are going to discuss it next week. And
well, the fact is that there are already a lot of investors and also sophisticated investors who are basing most of their, at least using the beginning of their work, their analysis on electronic information.
No, I totally agree.
And but it's not, much of it is not our information. It is, again, formats invented by data aggregators.
You?
Yeah, on the taxonomy, I think a lot of what we're thinking at the moment is process, because we're going to have to work with the regulators to get to a better place. But it strikes me on the non-GAAP measures, we should also be working with regulators, because whatever we define, companies will produce alternatives. They already are producing alternatives, measures of normalised profit, underlying profit, whatever. So I think it's difficult for us to completely address that without working with regulators.
Darren?
So I understand the priority of this project and why people think it is really, really important. But at the same time, I think this is, of the projects we're looking at, the one that feels to me the most at risk from just being extended indefinitely or being kitchen-sinked with everything thrown into it until it becomes a huge, unwieldy project. So I would just caution, as much as we've all talked about little things we'd like to add on or add in, I'd be very cautious about going anywhere beyond the scope here. I think we are at high risk on this project of, as I say, running forever on it, and I think we need to bear that in mind. That said, I want to add something. And it was just perhaps to make the point that Hans made earlier and that a couple of others have picked up on. One of the key things that at least some jurisdictions seem to have recognized about performance is that performance under different business models or industries or whatever you want to talk is viewed differently. South Africa is one of the countries that at least has got a codified headline earnings approach. There's good research out there on how successful or unsuccessful that is, to what extent analysts rely on the headline earnings number rather than the non-headline earnings number, and why they rely on it, etc. And I just urge you to have a look at that and see if that's an alternative way. Defining different lines on the income statement doesn't change the fact that if you see it differently in different industries, you still have a problem with each individual line instead of just having it at one line. I'll just say that I think it's worth looking at that research.
Yeah, you know, I know you do not like, don't like the OCI. My question to you is
how
very
did you
similar.
Get that impression?
No, very similar to what Hans and I say. You know, if we finalize the conceptual framework in a way we intend to, like now, then can you go another directions, or alternatively? You would say that we should not finalize the conceptual discussion of OCI as we up to now.
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously a problem, but I think where we're up to in the framework at the moment is not too bad. I mean, we do say that most of the stuff should go into profit and loss, and, you know, we make some exceptions. It's an open debate. I wouldn't hold up one or the other. We're doing a lot of things in the framework that might be changed going forward. Liabilities equity, for instance, and measurement. So,
okay. Thank you very much.